WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Hope you're setting a dial out there on your AM radio dial. For us, we'll be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Got some instant lottery scratch-offs. Gave a bunch away in Falston last week at the local. Had Fancy Clancy on. Got to wear my fancy Window Nation hat, 866-90-NATION. And Dennis Colatzos joins us now. He'll be here on Thursday, which comes a little earlier this week because of the holiday and all that. He'll be here from 3 until 5. And again, on Sunday, as a part of the Sunday Sports Voice, so much has happened since you and I got together. I mean, between the Mullins injury, the Grayson Rodriguez meltdown, the Baltimore Jersey City Connect, what all of that stuff was. But more than that, you and the good folks from the Ford Motor Company came together and put AM radios back in cars to make sure that AM 1570 lives. So I knew there was something off the record I wanted to talk
about. Been definitely lobbying for that to happen. Didn't see any signs of wisdom to pull AM radio from Ford vehicles, and cooler has prevailed and common sense set in. And because of 1570 AM WNST Baltimore Positive, all Fords going forward will have AM radios. And you brought up
we had our lobby. We pulled our lobby together. Next up, my press pass. Call Chad Steele.
You brought up Fancy Clancy. We were in Vegas last summer. Actually, it was September, mid-September. And we ran into Fancy Clancy at a Vegas casino.
Imagine that.
It was great.
He's such a legend, right? And I had him on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know his whole story. And I've known Clancy. My God, I've known him 30 years. He did the show. I have pictures of him doing the show with me back in the 90s. He's an entrepreneur, among other things. But more than that, having the beer named after him. And he came out. I didn't realize he started in 1974. Next year it'll be 50 years next That's May crazy. That he has been vending. And the number one thing he talked about was being he was a track star that gave him his strength to carry beer to you.
He is currently a track coach at St. Joe's.
He talked a little bit about that, but more than that, he talked about vending and love of the Orioles. And it really got me like a little emotional because he talked about Adam Jones bringing him down on the field 10 years ago, being a part of it. And I thought to myself, because I'm just playing this out, and this is before the Mullins injury, before Grayson Rodriguez and Chicken Little and the sky's falling, and Elias is going to have to deal half the A-ball team away to get pitching here. But I think about that moment that's going to happen if they ever win a World Series. I say if, not when, because I don't know that there's a when. I've been waiting long enough. I believe it's an if with the Ravens, if they ever win again.
If, but sure.
If, and again, you and I may be different as to whether we believe Lamar is going to win or not, but there is a moment with this Oriole team now where you say, if things went right sometime, maybe we deserve it. It's been since 1983. And I think to myself, who would I feel the best for? It wouldn't be John Angelos or Mrs. Angelos or any of these, or Mike Elias or any of these people getting paid to do it. The people that I would be the most excited about, I think, the ghost of Bill Hagee, the people that dearly departed who died not having seen the Orioles won. It won't mean as much to me as it would have meant to me had they not thrown me out the last 17 years and behaved in the fashion they have. And I wrote the Peter Principles. But I think, man, who would I feel the best for? I promise you now, after seeing Clancy sit next to me and see the glimmer in his eye, I would probably feel better for him than maybe anybody. I mean, he has been at every game out there vending beer. Like Luke Jones has been out there,
He does it all. You see him at Camden Yards. You see him at M&T Bank Stadium, right? We used to see him at Memorial Stadium. He's been at this gig for an awfully long time, and he is a legend. I mean, he's got a following. He's got a legion. He's legendary. I mean, everybody
not just
knows
for
Dan
being
Clancy.
On my bus trips either, because he used to go on my bus trips all the time. So
good guy. But again, part of the attraction of going to Oriole games always has been there with him. But now, all of a sudden, Nestor, I'm getting friends of mine who are calling and saying, hey, let's go to a ball game. And there's some future games I have circled. Then it's the calendar is filling up. I mean, the interest is there for the Orioles. They've had some headwinds now. They can't seem to get the bats going. They've had some injuries, some demotions, et cetera. But they're still very relevant. They're just a matter of time, I would think, before the bats got hot again.
I love your airplane reference when you say headwinds, because I get, you know,
Headwinds.
headwinds. If you ever been in a plane with head, oh boy, bumpy
You
and
don't want headwinds.
choppy. It's just not like a smooth ride,
You want
right?
tailwinds. You don't want headwinds. Tailwind is
So,
much better. Superior to
headwinds, we learn, right? We're going to learn because
headwinds.
this has. You know how hard it's been to play 700 ball ever for any baseball team ever? And they've done it for 6 or 7 weeks, right? Now they lose the center fielder, the pitching phenom prospect. They have to send him back for more seasoning. Everybody, he'll be back. He'll be back. He might be back. You know what I mean? I never,
Maybe.
that's like saying Lamar will be an MVP again. That was so 5 years ago. Like, don't tell me about what was. It's like Dennis has sold a lot of cars, but Dennis has to sell cars the next month and the next 6 months and like what you're going to do in the future. So the baseball team, to me, I have a lot of confidence in what Mike Elias has done in this sample size to say they're not going to have this be undone, that they're not going to be a 500 team and finish with 88 wins. I feel like that this is a good headwind, but this is. Something went wrong here. You had a player get injured. You can't figure out the rotation. The bullpen's getting taxed. This is where champions are made. They have to figure this out.
No, they absolutely do, and let's see how they're going to do it, right? Let's see who's going to step up. But the offense getting going would help the pitching, I would think, too, right? Such a complementary game, just like football, offense and defense, and to get those bats going, Nestor. And the schedule doesn't get any easier either, right? They had an easy enough schedule to start off the season with, but now they're playing some quality teams, and you're going to struggle when you play those quality teams.
Well, and you have to see where your depth is too. When you take on an injury like they have with Mullins, what they have. You know, Luke and I talked a little bit about this. We just brushed the surface, but we didn't get into it. And it's more of a science experiment when and I trust the sabermetrics and all the nerdery that Luke is into and the math of all of it. But moving the wall back, okay? Moving the wall back's it fine, it's good. They did it to attract pitching and retain pitching. Moving the wall back would move a small-minded individual like Rafael Palmeiro, who once told me as a media member, you'll love this, when he chased me with a bat, he told me I was going to put him into a slump. I still, 30 years later, I'm still like, dude, you had Hall of Fame numbers, and no doubt you cheated on the game, amongst other things.
Did he
But
point his finger at you and said, Nestor Aparicio, you're going to put me into a slump
you'll
like you
put
did
me
it?
into a slump, he said to me. And
Pointing
I
his
think to
finger. He likes
myself,
to point his finger.
He did point his
He
finger at me. He
did.
did with the
I'm
bat in the
sure
other
he did.
hand, and
I'm sure he
Davey
did.
Johnson was between us. It was a whole
Hey.
thing, you know, Rick Down. It was a whole
When he
thing.
went over in front of the Senate, he did the same thing. He pointed his finger.
But you say you
I
put
did
me
not
into a
use steroids.
slump, right? And everybody says, well, Rodriguez has the makeup. He's got to go figure this out. And I'm thinking to myself, what happens when the fly ball that would be going out of, and Palmer loves to point this out, that would have been out of any stadium. That would have been out of Fenway Park. It would have been out of
Whatever.
Jurassic Park,
Who
Yellowstone Park,
cares?
right? But
Who
there's a
cares?
part where when they slump at home, they move the fence back. I mean, they have three home runs taken away over the weekend. It just kind of is what it is. But that plays into allowing your pitching to keep you in a game that's 1-0 in the seventh inning, and you make it go the other way with a bad bullpen. But they've won a lot of really close games, and
They
that
have.
would be the piece that you would say the data point that would say they've been lucky. Now, can they be good? Doesn't matter to me if they're playing 650 ball Memorial Day. I mean, this is a dream start to the season. Something had to go wrong at some point.
Well, I know they have a couple of prospects. The infielder is Westberg. I forget the name of the outfielder, but they have an outfielder ready to come up,
Couser,
right?
yeah, Couser's about
Couser,
ready
there
to
you
come.
go. Couser's
Yeah, now
about ready to
he's
come up.
injured. You know, I said to Luke, worst thing in the world, this young man's a first number one draft pick, you know, comes up, makes his way, gets hurt right as the Pip Gehrig moment happens for him. I think he'll be up a week from now. I think Mullins is going to be gone a couple weeks. I would be shocked if we see him back before the All-Star game fully functioning based on the initial thoughts of his injury. And he's really a little bit of their Lamar Jackson. I mean, Rutschman's their best player, but Mullins has been their catalyst. He's been the guy that makes the engine go.
He's been a spark plug for sure, right? He's been that energy in the dugout and the outfield as well, and playing at a very high level, tracking. He's a 30-30 man, right?
Well, he might not be 30 home runs this year. He's going to miss a month, right? It makes it much tougher.
He is. He might be a 25 man, which is still good enough. Got to get him back in the lineup though, but hopefully they'll figure out their starting pitching. I'm like you with Rodriguez. I wish him all the best, but I'm not sure we're going to see him anytime soon. apparently that rib injury he had, that lat injury when he lost 3 months last year, really has affected his progress.
You know, that and COVID for all these players and any sense of normalcy for any of these 21 to 24-year-old players who had COVID come when they were 17, 18, 19, freshman year, sophomore year. Like, we all lived through it from a work perspective and where we were, but I can't imagine being one of the guys trying to hone your craft in the middle of that. And more than that, like John Means, who really excelled during that, you know, really made a name for himself when there were no fans in the stadium, threw the no-hitter, then he gets injured again, waiting on these guys, but understanding that, like, this is just such a better place to be in June. And I say this every week and after a month with you, it's such a better place to be talking baseball in June than just throwing it to you as we have and said, well, there's OTAs and the Lamar watch. What have you seen on Lamar, Dennis, from this signing part of this? And I watched the press conference now that I've been thrown out after 30 years. I watched the press conferences on TV and I think to myself, more than anything, and you and I talked a lot about this when he was holding the sign up and out on the internet and on Twitter talking about pay me, pay me, pay me. Man, a king has been made in that building. And I don't know, maybe Ray Lewis was the king at one point, and then maybe
No.
Flacco after he got his money or whatever. I don't want to say it's dangerous, but boy, the amount of responsibility on him now where all of this sits on him and there's no more second thought about his contract or any of that or who it is. Like the amount of expectation on him, not just to perform in January, but to be accountable in May and June and July, it's all sitting there now for him with all the money in the bank.
It is, and it wasn't good to see him miss the first day of OTAs, of course. But I get it. Sometimes guys have family obligations that prohibit them from being there at the very first day. But he was there the second day. Seems to be all in. Seems to be studying hard and absorbing the new Todd Monken offense. And saw on social media he's got a second child now. And you know, kids give us depth as adults. And hopefully things will sink in for him. Hopefully he'll be healthy. He seems to be healthy. The knee seems to be recovered, but he basically has a 3-year window. Nestor, he's got a 3-year deal, really, is what it is. And 3 years to make hay. And it's nice not to talk about the contract. It's nice to have the contract in the rearview mirror. He got his bag, he got paid, and now he's got a solid defense, right? Great head coach, special teams. No excuses. This is the year. I've got a really good wide receiver room, too, if they can all stay upright.
Well, you mentioned a really good wide receiver. And I said to Luke, as much as the Orioles have been on the front page and they've made news every day, and there's now decisions their manager makes in the sixth and seventh inning with relief pitching and the organizational decisions about depth and who's up and who's taking these starts. And we have real, honest to God baseball conversation that built this station. It built sports radio in this city when there were no Ravens around. And it takes some oxygen away from whatever press conference, whatever injury, whatever absence of stars or any of that stuff. But I still think with Lamar and the amount of oxygen it takes up, that even when the Arizona Cardinals make news, now all of a sudden it's, oh, he wanted DeAndre Hopkins. We need to talk about that. In your mind, is that a serious thing that they would want another $10 million wide receiver? Like I'm not convinced they're going to be able to distribute the one ball they have as well as the
Yeah.
fans on the internet are
Well,
distributing it for Lamar right now. J.K. Dobbins won't like that. Neither will Mark Andrews.
that's the thing. You only have one football. I'll be very happy if Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers are upright midway through the season. If OBJ's around, great. If Bateman's around,
Hold on a
wonderful.
second. He's a $15 million player. Bateman's a number one draft pick. If they're not a part of this, I can't imagine this can be very good.
I'm
I
just
mean,
telling you that.
seriously, like.
They have Andrews. They've got two other really good tight ends. Zay Flowers looks to be the real deal. And to me, it doesn't make any sense to sign another veteran over 30 with some significant injuries the last couple of years. It just makes zero sense to me. Not I've seen people say, well, it's not going to help the development of the young wide receivers. I don't think they're worried about the development of the young wide receivers. They're trying to win now. Does
Well,
Hopkins put
Beckham
him
is
over?
not here this time next year. This time he is a shooting star. I mean,
He
he's
is.
Steve Francis. He's a
He
six, he's
is.
a rental. He's a rental property,
He
is all he
is a
is.
rental,
And that's where Patrick Queen is now in his period of time, that you could start to look at these guys knowing Lamar's number, like just like you could look at Flacco and say, well, how long do you think Bolden's going to be here? Really? Right?
No, I'm glad that and very happy for him and for the Ravens that Patrick Queen showed up without any drama. Look, he showed up. He's at the OTAs. He's going to play. And he's going to help himself, just like all the other guys that did it the right way. They didn't hold out. They came in. And just like all the guys that got paid playing next to Ray Lewis, he'll get paid handsomely playing right next to Roquan Smith. So glad to see that for him. But for Bateman and OBJ, you just hope that the injury bug doesn't hit those guys, especially Bateman, right? He's supposed to be a wide receiver one. If he and Zay Flowers can be upright three quarters of the season with Mark Andrews, with J.K. Dobbins in there, with a healthy offensive line, with a healthy Lamar Jackson, then yes, this team has a chance to get deep into the playoffs and make some noise.
I don't think there's any question. It's been a really good offseason for them in regard to what their roster looks like at mandatory camp 2 weeks from now. The players they're going to put out on the field, Ozzie would always say, if we have to go play this weekend, we can. That being said, they got to install a playbook. They have a whole different way that they are going to go about doing this. They're going to be asking Lamar to do things that he may or may not be able to do, right? I don't know. I mean, I think
we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Yeah, and I think more than that, you look at the totality of the team and where their cap situation is and where they have, to your point, they've put a lot of resources into catching the football. They've put a boatload of financial resource into throwing the football. Put a little bit of capital into running the football, too. You know, in that offensive line, that whole thing was built to run, run, run behind Lamar, and Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. And then you say, all right, defense is on the field. Where's the pass rush? Where's the back end of the secondary? What did they really do to replace Marcus Peters? You know, they've got a cornerback that they invested in and Rocky Sin. Okay, maybe we'll see. But the back end and the rush on the defensive side, now it's, oh, Herbert's on the schedule and Burrow's on the schedule twice. And Deshaun Watson, they're actually practicing out there now. They're going to be on the schedule twice. So what is the defense going to look like on the backside? And the Roquan Smith thing helps me sleep better. They're a better football team with him. I mean, that was a move of brilliance last year, the draft pick, even the money. And Luke and I disagree about Lamar all the time. And it's all, we disagree on Roquan. I think they decided they wanted a quarterback for their defense and a real man, a real leader in the middle. Marlon Humphrey's not that guy. He's a great player, but he's not the straw that's going to stir the drink. Roquan Smith was brought in to be that Mike Singletary, Ray Lewis, clubhouse leader. They overpaid him. They underpaid for him, I think, on draft capital. They overpaid to keep him around. They talked about that being their biggest acquisition on draft day, and that was 30 days ago. We got Roquan Smith. General manager said that. I feel much better about their defense, but I really wonder who's going to rush the quarterback, and I wonder what it's going to look like when – hands are on hips, fourth quarter, and they've got to defend the pass.
Well, I saw Marlon Humphrey. He was here about a week ago. He looks really, really good, real good shape, just a fantastic young man. Roquan Smith, you're talking about a future Hall of Famer barring injury. If he stays healthy, he's got his best football ahead of him. And they'll figure things out, right? They're still going to pick up some players after the June 1st cuts. Marcus Peters, I think, is still in the mix. Justin Houston, you're talking about some veterans, but this roster still is under construction, Nestor. They're not done yet. They still have some moves to make.
Well, to your point, and that's why we talked about DeAndre Hopkins, right? Like they have finagled cap space now through this Lamar signing that we didn't even speak about cap space in April, right? Like none of this happened until a few hours before the draft when they figured Lamar out and they figured out their circumstance, right? So now that we talk about this, we have to say what DeAndre Hopkins, does that provide more value for the team in November, December, or with Justin Houston and or Marcus Peters or players that would replace them? And Calais Campbell's, they're going to miss him. We talk about the heart and soul of the defense and where they are. They're going to miss him. They need more guys like him.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Pierce was hurt last year. He was hurt the year before. He was hurt the year before that. So to put stock in, and I like Michael Pierce, nothing personal, but the best abilities, availability, we've said it time and time again. And Matabike contract year, right? He's gonna have to show up. So you have a lot of guys playing for a lot of things. David
I think he
Ojabo, we
can,
can
by
be.
the way. I Matt Ibike, I'm bullish on him being, if they're gonna win next year and win, he will be a guy who will get paid. To your point, he's a guy that doesn't matter how he plays, he's gonna play really well, and they're not gonna be able to afford him. Right?
Yeah, and he's a dude. I've met him before too. Nice guy, but he's not your typical Ravens 345-pound round mound of he's a muscular guy. He's a twitchy guy. He's going to have a big season, but they'll figure it out. Mike McDonald in the second year as defensive coordinator, he figured things out after the first few games last year. Yeah, I like their chances on defense. I like their chances on offense. They'll still run the ball. People they make this misnomer about Todd Monken. It's not a pass happy offense. It's a modern offense. He will run the ball. He will scheme those guys. Turn the ball effectively, as well as bringing a modern day passing offense to the Baltimore Ravens for the 2023 edition.
Well, the quick pass game and the spread is what we're going to see here, right?
Yeah.
We're going to see Lamar in space. We're
going to
see
space.
Yeah, we're going to see spacing out of wide receivers and try and two steps off the ball, fire, try to make somebody miss a tackle. We're going to see that on first down in an effort to see second and threes and second and twos in the way that we did that running the ball before. I mean, I am convinced they're going to pass more. Now, the effectiveness and how what that means down the field for where OBJ has really made his money and where they believed Bateman would make his money, right?
Remember that offense, Eric Coryell with Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow and Charlie Joyner. I mean,
Jefferson, they had all those guys.
God, Jefferson, they had a great offense, man. That was a fun offense to watch. And they had a big running back. Who was it? Was it Tony Galbraith back there? Big, strong running back. They were way ahead of their time. That was a fun offense.
Well,
I don't think we'll see that at M&T Bank Stadium because Dan Fouts is an under center. He of the quick release and Hall of Fame career. But knowing
Lamar can flick it, I mean, you doubt Lamar's passing game till you see it, and then he throws the ball over your head, and that's why they gave him $52 million a year, right?
He's got a live arm. He's got a strong arm. And if we see Louisville Lamar, it's going to be curtains for the rest of the teams in the AFC North. But we need Louisville Lamar to appear, not what we saw towards the end of the season last year before he got hurt.
Well, the one thing I'll give them passing grades on is changing things, moving things around, which they have not been afraid to do. And the Odell Beckham thing is that is the great wild card in all of this because they overpaid him. Everybody else looked at it and said, no, thank you. And they felt like this was necessary. Think about where they'd be. But, you would say, some would say, well, Beckham's why Lamar signed for the money. I don't think it had much to do with whether they had Odell Beckham Jr. or not, that he was going to take this $185 million. But I would say for them, outside of what they normally do, we're not usually sitting here in June talking about a free agent, wild card, rental wide receiver who is really being counted on to be a leader, right? I mean, that they all talked about that when they gave him the floor and he came with his Hollywood production and Lamar wasn't even here yet. And Lamar's tweeting about the press conference. We saw that there's a larger than life figure, a Shannon Sharpie kind of, not a Rod Woodson kind of leader, different kind. Roquan
right.
Smith's a Rod Woodson leader. He's
yes,
a real leader. He's a real
yeah.
he's a real leader of men.
By example, right, versus by his voice.
But we'll see whether Odell Beckham is a Terrell Owens or whether he's an Anquan Boldin, I guess for lack of, right?
The one thing the Ravens did by giving OBJ that huge contract, they messed up the market for Hopkins. Because now Hopkins wants a big deal, right? So the Ravens grossly overpaid for OBJ. So now DeAndre Hopkins is sitting around saying, "Where's my bag?" So
the Browns might be the one to give him the bag, right? The Browns are first in line, right?
Well, it'd be okay because it'd be turnaround, be fair play since they messed up the market for Lamar Jackson when he gave Deshaun Watson the same contract. So that would be ironically delicious, and not, it is what it is.
Did they really mess it up though? In the end, did Lamar really get more money because Watson got guaranteed money?
Yeah, I think Lamar would have signed sooner.
It gummed up the negotiation,
yeah,
but I don't think it gummed
it
up the outcome.
No, but it would have gotten done earlier. That's all. It would have been in the rearview mirror much earlier, and who knows? Who knows? That's all I can tell you. Just we'll get to see Lamar Jackson in a spacious offense, and we'll see what that looks like.
You need a PSL? Because they're all, I can know where you can get one. They've been offering them to me on my timeline if you need a PSL.
I bet you can get a deal right about now, can't you?
You know
a
what's
good deal
funny is my buddy Mari Brown, and I know you listen, Mari's Bizball Mari, follow, he's out in Portland, Oregon. He became a media member in an honest way. He tried to get a baseball team for Portland and figured all that out and got into the media side of writing about sports. And he's covering this Oakland situation and the A's moving to Las Vegas. In the Oakland A's performa that they're going to move to Nevada, they're going to sell PSLs for a baseball team that doesn't exist, that is about to lose 138 games. So,
They'll probably get it too.
If Mr. Coons had a dealership in Las Vegas, would you be fronting dough for the Las Vegas Athletics after? And by the way, the hockey team's in the Stanley Cup Finals. The football team's still stealing everybody's money. They've been there 5 minutes,
no,
right?
Man, look.
So, I mean, Vegas is on fire, but PSL came up, and I'm like, oh, that's so 1996. I don't know how they're going to do that in 2023.
Yeah, I bet you they will. I bet you people will pony up. It's Vegas, baby. I wouldn't have an interest because there's no water there. I need some water. I need
that
some beach.
Flew right
I need
over
some
Lake
sand.
Mead.
There you go. It's good stuff.
All you need's a lake with some fish in it. I've seen your act,
That's
man.
All I need, man. That's all I need. Give me a lake. I'll find
Dennis
a fish.
Kalatsos is here. He will be here again on Thursday from 3 until 5, as well as on Sunday morning from 8 until noon with the Sunday Sports Awards. Give me a car update. Just not just that you'll have AM radios in there, which I can't believe I'd have to ask you about that at this point.
That was such a boneheaded thing.
But a lot of vehicles in now, and a lot of changing tides with percentage rates on financing, right, from 36 to 30 months, right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic industry that we're in. The goalposts are always moving. We had a fantastic weekend. We delivered a lot of late model pre-loved vehicles, lots of new vehicles. We got a ton of nice trade-ins too, Nestor. Their trade-ins are hard to find these days, but man, we got some nice trades, some 1 and 2 and 3 year old vehicles that are just amazing. So,
people taking care of their cars during COVID, right?
Yes, they did. Yes.
You wore masks in the car. You drove to the mall. You came home. You got food.
Right. You didn't drive much either.
Probably, nobody went to work.
You didn't drive much either. So we have all these 2, 3 year old cars coming back into the market, which are hard to find. So it's just a
I'm in year
fantastic
four
time to
now,
buy.
Dennis. Don't tell anybody. But if I put the camera down, I'm not wearing pants. I'm not. I'm wearing.
Oh.
No. I'm wearing pajamas. This was what we did.
All
we
right,
didn't have
ahead.
To. We didn't
I'm
have
glad
to.
I'm glad you cleared that up for us
We
for the
didn't
listening
have to
audience.
worry about doing it. We didn't have to drive, right? So I was like Tony Soprano. All I have to do is put on my pajamas, walk out, get the mail, and walk back in. That's
I know,
work, right?
but we see the clips of the guys that are doing what we're doing right now, and the camera falls down or something happens, or their screensaver goes away, and they're in their underwear doing a segment.
These are gray. They're not. They're nothing.
Pajamas,
you don't
look,
want to see them.
Pajamas are acceptable. It's okay. Pajamas are good. At least your
But
pajamas.
nobody sat in the back seat of the car for years, I guess is my
That's
point, right?
right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I got a
Don't
four-door
even.
vehicle. The back two doors never been opened, so.
Might have to grease them up a little. They might squeak. They might be a little dry.
I mean, that's called pre-loved over at
That's
Security
right.
Boulevard.
Pre-loved,
Dennis
baby.
Kalatsos is here. He's got pre-loved. He's got new. Certainly always taking care of your vehicle needs over at Security Boulevard. But more than that, also taking care of your sports needs with the Sunday Sports Voice. Lacrosse season like now over. You got full
Over.
focus on Oriole baseball. So
Over.
if I don't see you sitting behind home plate for the 305 start, I'd be very disappointed with you.
Yeah, 305. Some of us have to work for a living. I don't know how they come up with these times for the working man
You know, they
and
call it
woman.
the businessman special. And I'm thinking, what the hell business are you in that
Businessman.
you can
Yeah,
shut down at
monkey
1 o'clock?
business.
What kind of business is
It's
that
not
on
a
a
good.
Wednesday?
It's not a good business, right? To take off. I can tell Mr. Coons, hey, I'm going to, not that I have to, but hey, I'm going to go to the stadium for a 305 game when we're trying to wrap up our month. It's not going to happen.
I didn't even think about that. That's why I didn't invite you.
That's right. There you go.
Didn't need to
But
see the Guardians.
hey, but plenty of invites out there, plenty of tickets available, which is great.
I've got an invite for you. All right. So this is an open invite. I've never eaten crabs with you. I'm assuming you're Baltimore, you're Essex guy. You eat some crabs.
Man.
I'm eating crabs at Costas on Sunday at 4 o'clock. I've already told Nick and Pete. I've already
Okay.
told Chris Pike is coming. My man, David Katz is coming over. He's in town from Miami,
Nice.
from Fox Sports. So we are going to, I have called an all-in crab event with
Okay.
friends.
Good for
At
you.
4 o'clock, and the reason I'm doing it at 4 o'clock on Sunday, Baltimore Orioles taking on the San Francisco Gigantes out in San Francisco.
Ah, very
so,
nice, very
you know,
nice.
I learned this because I ran into Billy Yerman. He was there with his buddy Todd Foreman, a bunch of people I know. I was at Costas about 4 weeks ago, right in the beginning of the Orioles, like April. And they, like, eight guys came in from the golf course.
Yeah,
and they
you told
built
me that.
The
I remember
whole
that.
Night around a 6:35 Oriole game.
Nice.
They sat down at 6:15, beer, crabs, hit the table,
Man,
second inning.
Come on.
And I'm like, I'm gonna steal that idea because I haven't done that since my mother was
That's a
alive.
great
So
idea.
we're
That's
gonna
a
do
great
it this.
idea.
So the Orioles bring people together. They bring crabs together. They bring beer
Yep.
together. They
Yep.
help restaurants get happy. So, God bless the Orioles for giving us good baseball in
Come
June.
on.
John Angelos, some of the things I said about you may or may not be true, but right now you're in second place and surging. So God bless the
Come on,
Orioles.
let's go.
We
Let's
need
go.
it.
Great stuff. Great
Traffic
stuff.
for everybody. Dennis Colatzos will be here on Thursday from 3 until 5. I'm going to be out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. You can check out all the dates. We're going to be at Shannon's Pub in Halethorpe out on the southwest side of town where Dennis sells a lot of cars. We're going to be at Spirits on Wilkins Avenue right over where the Maryland Lottery makes these instant lottery scratch-offs in southwest Baltimore. You mentioned St. Joe, right over by Mount St. Joe. Also, our friends at Window Nation out on the road. We are celebrating the 25th anniversary of WNST on August the 3rd. We're kicking it off at Costas. We're going to be a drug city. We're moving the crab cake tour all around. We're going to have 25 oysters in 25 days in September because, as Keith Richards once said in the Pirates of Penzance, it has an R in it. It's September oyster season, but it's crabs right now. I am Nestor. He's Dennis. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive. Set your dial on AM 1570 while Coon Sports still selling cars with AM's radios in them.